Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves over 41,000 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Assam, Keralam, and Puducherry set to elect new legislative assemblies tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says government ensuring sufficient supply of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilizers and coal. India welcomes US-Iran ceasefire agreement, emphasizing dialogue and diplomacy. US says Strait of Hormuz set to open for commercial shipping, warns 50% tariffs on countries supplying weapons to Tehran. Markets rally after US-Iran ceasefire, Sensex zooms nearly 3,000 points, while Nifty gains 874 points. And in Badminton Asia Championships, PV Sindhu, HS Pranoy and Ayush Shetty advanced to pre-quarterfinals. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of April to the 30th of September this year.
For the Kharif season, a subsidy package of 41,534 crore rupees has been approved under the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always stood as a safety shield for our farmers, whether during COVID or conflicts in West Asia. No matter what ups and downs occurred in fertilizers, the impact was never allowed to affect our farmers.
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of Jaipur Metro from Prahladpura to Todimore in Rajasthan.
A 41-kilometer-long metro stretch in Jaipur has been approved. It has been added to Jaipur's already operational Phase 1. The Phase 2 will be from Prahladpura to Todimore. The total outlay for this project is 13,038 crore rupees and it will be completed in about 5.5 years.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. The CCEA also approved investment of over 26,000 crore rupees for construction of Kamala Hydroelectric Project in Arunachal Pradesh. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held tomorrow. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling will begin tomorrow at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at the three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent reports that a total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Keralam.
A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in all 140 constituencies in Keralam. The state has an electorate of 2 crore 71 lakh voters. As many as 30,495 polling booths have been set up, of which 2,040 have been identified as sensitive. Tight security arrangements are in place with around 76,000 personnel deployed across Keralam, supported by 160 companies of central forces. Distribution of polling material began this morning from the distribution centers. Meanwhile, a public holiday has been declared tomorrow in connection with the polling. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Puducherry, 294 candidates are contesting the elections. We have more from our correspondent.
Out of the 1,099 polling stations set up across Puducherry, 209 have been identified as vulnerable and 5 as critical. Micro-observers along with additional central armed police forces have been deployed at these locations to ensure peaceful polling. Special theme-based polling stations reflecting the culture and heritage of Puducherry have been set up. 30 all-women managed pink polling stations, 15 youth-managed stations and 2 polling stations managed entirely by persons with disabilities have also been established. All polling stations are equipped with webcasting facilities and assured minimum amenities. Puducherry Chief Electoral Officer P. Jawahar expressed confidence that the voter turnout will exceed 90% this time compared to 82.2% recorded in the 2021 Assembly elections. Bibin Asnad, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
In Assam, a total of 722 candidates are in the fray in the polls. Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, Anurag Goyal, has appealed to all eligible voters to exercise their franchise in the Assembly polls. Meanwhile, tomorrow is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Tomorrow is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all 4 states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. The Bombay High Court has declared null and void the Election Commission's notification for by-poll to Ponda Assembly seat in Goa, effectively cancelling the polling schedule for tomorrow. The court ruled that since less than 1 year remains for the completion of the current 5-year term of the Goa Legislative Assembly, conducting a by-election was not necessary. A BJP and TMC delegation separately met the Election Commission today to share their concerns in view of the upcoming Assembly polls in West Bengal. The BJP delegation, led by party leader and Union Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar, met the poll panel over the law and order situation in the state. Talking to media, Mr. Kumar said the Election Commission has assured that adequate steps will be taken to ensure peaceful and fair elections in the state. Earlier in the day, Trinamool Congress TMC delegation also met the Election Commission and submitted a memorandum to the Commission. After the meeting, the poll panel in a social media post assured that the voting in West Bengal will be free of any fear, violence, intimidation, inducement and without any booth jamming and source jamming. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The government has said it is ensuring continued availability of LPG, petrol and diesel, fertilizers for farmers and facilitating supply of essential commodities in the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated this in a social media post today after chairing the third meeting of the group of ministers on West Asia in New Delhi. Mr. Singh said during the meeting they reviewed the measures in the wake of the evolving situation in the West Asia region. India has welcomed the 2-week ceasefire agreement reached between the United States and Iran. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi hopes that the deal will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia.
We welcome the ceasefire reached and hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia. As we have continuously advocated earlier, de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy are essential to bring an early end to the ongoing conflict. The conflict has already caused immense suffering to people and disrupted global energy supply and trade networks. We expect that unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce would prevail through the Strait of Hormuz.
The ceasefire agreement brokered through intermediaries called for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Joint Secretary in the Coal Ministry Sanjeev Kumar Kasi said sufficient stock of coal is available at mines and power plants across the country in the wake of the evolving West Asia conflict.
We have taken a series of coordinated efforts. We have guided our coal companies to ensure adequate supplies. Throughout the year, we have been taking a lot of actions. With these actions, we produced around 1 billion ton of coal for second time in a row. Action that we took basically is an affordability-focused approach. And we combined the increased availability of coal along with the strong coordination with Ministry of Power Then we have railways also with us. We have also coordinated with the state governments to ensure easy mining there and prevent shortage across the country.
U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth today highlighted the economic impact of the two-week ceasefire agreement. During a media briefing this evening, Mr. Hegseth said the Strait of Hormuz, a major maritime choke point for global energy trade, is set to reopen for commercial shipping after Iran agreed to allow safe passage under a ceasefire framework reached with the U.S. On the sustainability of the ceasefire between the two countries, Mr. Hegseth said U.S. forces will remain deployed to ensure the agreement holds. The U.S. Secretary of War has issued a stark ultimatum to Tehran regarding its nuclear stockpile, asserting that Iran must surrender its enriched uranium or Washington will take it out. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that any country supplying military weapons to Iran will face a 50% tariff on all exports to the United States. In a social media post, he said the decision will take effect immediately with no exceptions or exemptions. Speaking during an interview with a news channel, President Trump said Washington is considering a joint venture with Iran to secure the Strait of Hormuz. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has clarified that the pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah continues. We have more from our West Asia correspondent.
Across West Asia, the ceasefire brought relief to energy markets and shipping lines, but uncertainty continues to dominate. The Strait of Hormuz, through which nearly a fifth of global oil supplies pass, remains only partially operational as shipping companies await clear security protocols. Hundreds of tankers remain stuck, insurers remain cautious, and energy traders continue to praise in geopolitical risk. The next 48 hours will be critical, particularly as the United States relies on satellite and maritime surveillance to monitor compliance, with no international peacekeeping force in place. Attention is also focused on Iran's Karg Island export terminal, where recent strikes targeted storage facilities. How quickly Iran resumes export from the terminal is expected to be the real first test of whether the ceasefire holds or whether the pause merely provides time for both sides to regroup. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, benchmark domestic equity indices surged nearly 4% today as global oil prices witnessed a steep decline following the announcement of a two-week ceasefire agreement between Washington and Tehran. We have a report.
The Sensex skyrocketed 2,946 points to close at 77,563, while Nifty jumped 874 points to settle at 23,997. This marked the highest single-day gain for both indices since May 2025. In the forex market today, the Indian rupee appreciated by 40 paise to close at 92 rupees and 58 paise against the US dollar. In the commodities market, global crude oil prices fell sharply. Brent crude was trading almost 16.5% down at $91.27 per barrel when reports last came in. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading over 1.8% up at 1,53,340 rupees per 10 gram, while silver was trading 6.2% higher at 2,46,060 rupees per kilogram a short while ago. Dhaqab Kamal for Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today reiterated India's desire to engage constructively with the new government of Bangladesh and further strengthen bilateral ties. Dr. Jaishankar met with Foreign Minister of Bangladesh Dr. Khalilur Rahman in New Delhi this afternoon. Advisor on Foreign Affairs to Prime Minister of Bangladesh Humayun Kabir was also present at the meeting. In Badminton Asia Championships, India's PV Sindhu, HS Pranoy and Ayush Shetty have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals at Ningpo in China. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu defeated Malaysia's Wong Ling Ching in the first round of women's singles, and the men's singles, HS Pranoy beat Vietnam's Nguyen Hai Tong. Ayush Shetty entered the round of 16, defeating world number 7 Li Shifang of China. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans were 204 for 3 in 19.1 overs against Delhi Capitals when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves over 41,000 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Assam, Kerala and Puducherry set to elect new legislative assemblies tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says government ensuring sufficient supply of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilisers and coal. India welcomes US-Iran ceasefire agreement, emphasising dialogue and diplomacy. US says Strait of Hormuz set to open for commercial shipping, warns 50% tariffs on countries supplying weapons to Tehran. Markets rally after US-Iran ceasefire. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.